The city of Fort Myers says it wants to remove lime sludge from a plot of land in the Dunbar community after it used a vacant lot in the predominantly black neighborhood to dump a toxic byproduct of the water treatment process for decades. WGCU's Quincy Walters has more.
At a workshop in January, the city of Fort Myers wanted to know how Dunbar residents want the lime sludge situation to be handled, completely remove it or leave the sludge where it is, fenced off. Fort Myers City Manager Saeed Kazimi tells one resident that it would not necessarily be bad if the sludge stays.
There's nothing wrong with it to take it away.
The man got on TV and say they dumped the poison in the neighborhood.
Go dump it where you live at. Since ain't nothing wrong with it.
An overwhelming number of residents say they want the sludge removed, and now the city says it will remove it. But according to Florida's Department of Environmental Protection, the city of Fort Myers will have to do three things. It will have to provide a description of the type of contamination, then the city will have to give an estimated amount of contamination, and finally, there will have to be proposed ways to remove the soil. DEP's John Eigelhart says removing the sludge will be the toughest part.
It's expensive and it's an involved project. The material has to be placed somewhere. It's a little more complicated than just digging it and piling it up somewhere else.
But Dunbar resident Anthony Thomas is skeptical anything will be done. He says the city of Fort Myers saying it wants to clean up the sludge is just talk, that the city is just trying to save itself from litigation.
It's trying to stop the people from getting in the federal courthouse steps. That's all it is.
City Manager Saeed Kazimi could not be reached for comment. In an email, a city of Fort Myers spokesperson says the plans for removal are still in progress. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Fort Myers.